this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we start. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we just ask your blessing upon your word. We thank you for it, Father. We ask for wisdom and guidance this morning. We just want to thank you for your goodness again. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, let's turn to Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. And let's just begin in verse 1. We'll read down here a little bit. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall we have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. All right, let's stop right there. This morning, I want to address some things that are happening in the world around us. It's changing every day, and it seems principles are being just destroyed right under our feet, right in front of our eyes. And we talked about this a little a couple of weeks ago, and I just want to reinforce a little of that. But we're seeing things happen today where almost everywhere around us, people are, this principle of reaping and sowing is just completely destroyed. No one gives any thought of a reaping of what they sow anymore. Everyone lives for the moment, it appears. And what I just want to try to instill is that as the world slides, it's going to be harder and harder to maintain our positions and our principles of standing firm. It's one thing when we're on level ground to stand, and it's hard enough to stand on level ground. But whenever the ground gets harder and the hill gets against even standing, the tendency is just to slide right along with it. No matter what our good intentions are, Many times we wind up just sliding along with the world, and this is one of the examples. Pray for me. I've just got a lot of thoughts going through my head, and I want to try to get them out this morning. People in this generation have no idea of what a lot the Bible says, or what the Bible says in many instances. Whenever Jesus talks about farming or sowing or reaping or many of the examples where men actually worked with their hands, people don't even know what he's talking about. They read many of these parables, and even though the parables at that time when Jesus spoke them, when he spoke the parable, they got the general idea of what he was talking about. Because he was talking about the way people do things. Today, when you talk about even groceries, I would say the majority of people in America, if you ask them where milk came from, they would say Walmart. And not even know. Unless they might have learned, seen a little skit on Barney or Sesame Street or something that said milk came from a cow. They wouldn't even know that. Let alone what it means to sow something, plant it in the ground and see and watch it grow. They just don't even hardly have a clue about things like that. They don't take into example, they don't know that when you plant a good seed in the ground, that's what'll grow. They don't know that you plant a bad seed in the ground, a bad seed will come up. That principle has completely been destroyed. And even today, they're talking about all these bailouts and things that are going on in the world. They're talking about people who took out loans. They made promises to borrow the money to pay on their house, and now they can't pay them, and so now someone else is going to come along and just pay them for them. What does that do to principles like sowing and reaping? It completely destroys them. And this is the society that we're turning into. A society where what we say doesn't mean anything. You know, you used to hear, and I remember even a little bit whenever I was young, that if a man said something, that's what it meant. That you didn't need contracts. You could shake hands with someone, and that meant that man was going to perform what he said he was going to do. Nobody even fathoms that anymore. We had to go to the place where you had to get lawyers, and you have to draw up a contract. If you make an agreement with someone, you got to sign your name on it, and someone's got to witness it, and a lawyer's got to look it over and make sure it's going to be okay. And you go through, each one has their own lawyer. And then you put that contract in there, and now you got a deal. Well, now, even after you've done all that, they're trying to pass laws even now that once you've made a deal, and then you decide you can't do your part, well, we'll just start it over again and let you change however it fits you again. They're trying to pass laws to where a judge can go in and rewrite the contract and disregard the one that's at loss and fit it to the one so that he doesn't have to hold up his end of the responsibility. That's destroying the principles of sowing and reaping. Jesus said, let your yeas be yeas and your nays nay. Again, I'm amazed at how simple, you know, I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the further we get away from God, the more rules you got to have to govern society. Jesus said, let your nay be nay and your yea, yea. How hard is that? Now we've got to have a lawyer, we've got to have a judge, we've got to have a contract, we've got to have a written, signed agreement, swearing with everything you got, and then it still doesn't mean a thing. The further we get away from godliness, the more rules we've got to make and the more meaningless those rules become. We're going to reap what we sow. You're going to reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. It doesn't matter how man makes it appear or how man makes it fit, so that he comes out well in this life, you're gonna reap what you sow. And do not be deceived about it. There is coming a day when we're gonna stand before God, and all our lawyers and all our contracts and all our justifications in our own mind are going to be meaningless. We're going to reap what we sow. And if we sow in this flesh, we're going to reap corruption, the Bible says. But if we sow in the Spirit, we'll reap life everlasting. And don't be weary in doing what's right. You may never see the light at the end of the tunnel of what you're endeavoring to uphold. You may never in this life get out of the hole that we've dug ourselves into. But don't be weary in well-doing. Stay hooked. Last night on the street, we met some mockers, came up and said some horrible things. We reproved them and they just mocked on. We tried to warn them that they're going to reap what they sow. They have no concept of that. Absolutely no concept of that. One man, the oldest one out of them, did recognize that there was a God and that there might be a little something. The two younger men didn't mean nothing to them. Not one thing. And I thought, as I've thought about that last night and this morning, somebody has failed those people. I just thought, you know, those men didn't have a father. Those men must not have had a father. As I've thought about them, They didn't have a father to instill some character into them, to instill some respect into them. They didn't have a father that they could respect. They have no self-respect. They have no respect for God. They have no respect for anyone else. We're reaping what's been sown. You can't have a 50 or 60% divorce rate and women running around everywhere without children, or with children by several different fathers, and no one knows who the father is, or their father's taken out of their life and the woman's running the home without reaping what they're sowing. They think they can get away with it. No wonder the people do the way they are. There's no wonder there's no respect for anything. We've forgotten about what it means to, we're going to reap what we sow. We have the idea, I mean, our whole concept about everything is, whether it's in the gospel now, it's everything's got to be instant gratification. Instant. I want things right now. We don't have time for patience anymore. We just don't even have time for patience anymore. And as things get faster and faster, I mean, I remember when the computers come out and you had to sit there for 5 minutes and wait for it to turn on. And it took 2 or 3 minutes for it to get signed in. And it was about a 10-minute deal before you could even get to where you wanted to go. Now you push the button, and if it ain't there in 2 seconds, what's wrong with this thing? It's got some kind of disease or something. And we get aggravated at it. That's the way we are with everything. And that carries out into all of our lives, in every aspect of it. Every aspect of it. That's why people get discouraged about going out and planting seeds, going out and plowing, going out and working for the Lord. If we don't see some fruit right now, we might stay out there about 2 or 3 days, but we're going home after that. It's no use. When Jesus talked about the gospel, he always used farming, or in many cases, and I don't know of a farmer yet that can go out and plow, fertilize, disc, plant seeds, harvest in 15 minutes. Never heard of that. But that's whenever Jesus talked about it, he talked about being diligent, sowing, planting, and waiting for the harvest. Be not weary in well doing. What does he mean by that? You're probably not going to see much fruit out of what you do. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That's one of the things that's probably polluted the gospel more than anything, is people trying to walk into an evangelist, trying to walk into a church house, preach, plow, disc, water, fertilize, and then reap. Walk in there and preach a 20-minute message and expect someone to come forward and get saved. Last time I checked, the trees that stood in the that stand in the forest, the big ones, the strong ones, are 100 years old. And they didn't get that way in 15 minutes. They got there one little ring at a time. Most people, they don't even know what that means. Trees, when you cut them, they got rings. And each year, you can count the rings in the cross cut of a log and tell how old the tree is. And each one of those rings is a year. And it takes a long time to grow a big, strong tree. So don't be weary in well-doing. You take a shortcut, and you're just sowing trouble. Most of the time, people try to get a quick fix to their problem. They're usually just adding years to their problems. Because we'll reap what we sow. A lot of young people here. You're going to reap what you sow. In other words, your actions, the things you do, are going to grow. The fruit of what you do is going to grow. The way you act right now, the things that you do, good or bad, are going to grow fruit. And you're going to pay for them one day or another. You might escape this whole life not paying for them, but you'll pay for them one way or another. We can't even imagine what the judgment day is going to be like. Because we will pay for what we do. Sometimes we see some pretty harsh things in this world, this temporary world, where we have to pay a little bit, pay a little price for what I've done wrong. But whenever we face eternity without God, reaping full course of the way we lived, it's going to be a whole different story. It's going to be a whole different story. We need to instill character. Right and wrong, standing for principles in the children. Learn it. If you're asked to do something, do it. And do it right. If you start learning to be a slacker now, you'll be a slacker all your life. You're just sowing seeds to be a slacker. People think that maybe when they get grown up one day, they'll just start doing what they should do. But if you get yourself in a rut, it's terribly hard to get out of that rut. But if you get in a good rut, it's just as hard to get out of it. That's why we train, we try to instill, we try to train children the way they should go. So it's harder for you to get out of that rut of doing what's right. There's a lack today, a lack of men and women. Y'all are going to want to grow up and find a so-so wife, or find a so-so husband, whatever. Is that the way you're thinking? You want to just, whenever you get married, if you do one of these days, are you just, I'll get one a little below average. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. Do you want a husband that's, I don't care if he's a little lazy and I have to do all the work. I don't care if he's a bum, takes welfare. I don't care if he lies to me. It's okay, it don't matter. You want a wife that, I don't care if she cleans the house or knows how to cook or anything like that. Is that what you want? Just so-so? Just so we can have fun once in a while. No. Y'all want the best. You want a good one. You don't want to be stuck with an old bum. Someone that don't care about nothing. You want a good one. Do you know how you get a good one? You be a good one. You be a good one. You be one worth catching. You be one worth catching. You want a man that's a man, or a man that's a little wimp? You want a woman that's a woman, or do you want a old grouchy boss? You be a man. You be a good young lady, and you be a good young man, then you'll know what to look for. And that's just in this life. A tree, they said, when it falls, that's where it lays. That's the way it's going to be in eternity. You're not going to take a trip to heaven. The trip isn't going to change you. People have the idea that somehow when they die, they're all of a sudden going to be a saint. I think that's one of the biggest lies there is in the world. But somehow when I die, I'm just going to be a saint in heaven. If you ain't a saint here, you ain't going to be a saint in heaven. You're not going to be a devil here and then turn into an angel in heaven. A.W. Tozer used to say, you can take a mule, put it on an airplane, ship it off to South America, and when it gets off of the airplane, it's still a mule. He made reference to people about being missionaries. If we're not a missionary here, you can get on an airplane, travel anywhere in the world, you're not going to be a missionary just because you took a plane ride. And you're not going to become a super Christian just because you go traipsing all over the world. You're either one here and now, every day, or you're not. And a trip to heaven or a trip to eternity isn't going to change you. You are going to be what you are right now. You'll have a different body. But you're still going to be the same old person inside. You're either going to love God with all your heart, your mind, soul, body, and strength, and be a man full of character, or a young lady full of character, or an old man full of character, or a young man full of character, or an old woman full of character. You'll have character and godliness in heaven or in eternity. And anything short of that, you'll be that way in hell. You're going to reap what you sow. You're going to be what you are. You're going to be what you live. Be not deceived. Don't trick yourself. May the Lord add His blessings. God, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for the warnings in the Word of God. Lord, we thank You for what You've tried to teach us today, Lord. Help us, I pray, to be faithful to our Lord and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.